Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just go to GetCopperhead.com. That's GetCopperhead.com for your two free gifts with purchase. GetCopperhead.com.
Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We have a lot of fun content to share with you today. By the way, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, ripping new ones in the press briefing room today. What a beautiful thing. I can't imagine a better way to start the morning than with a delicious, piping hot cup of pecan-flavored community coffee and watching Pete Hegseth just tear reporters up and down and out the wazoo. It was a beautiful thing. We're going to get to that. We've got a lot of audio, a lot of clips to play from that. Also, we're in the final stages of the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill, the B cubed, as they say. It's we've got a lot of ground to cover there. President Trump going to be speaking a little bit later on this afternoon. We'll give you a preview of what the president has to say. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Before we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, I just want to say thank you so much. There was a huge surge in book sales yesterday. We got word from our publisher. They have immediately commenced a third printing of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And we are now one of the top 50 new books out of all the books in America, one of the top 50 books in America, thanks to you. So keep up the great work. If you haven't got a copy of the book, go over to your favorite bookstore. You can order online, Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, you name it. You'll be able to get the book. But again, thank you so very much. And we are number one in the Christian devotion category. So that's pretty exciting. All right. Yesterday, we were telling you about the danger that New York City is in, and it is no laughing matter. The fact of it all is that a Muslim socialist with radical communist views and a communist agenda could be the next mayor of New York City. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we start the day off talking to our good friend. She is a member of the New York City Council, Vicki Palladino. Vicki, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be here. Thank you for having me back on. So, good news about your book. Wow.
Well, thank you.
I gotta get a copy.
We'll make sure you get a copy of that, Vicki.
Thank you, Todd.
Wow, it's insane. You warned people what was coming down the pike, and clearly they didn't listen. But Vicki, what are you guys facing now in the Big Apple?
Well, we're facing a very decisive vote come November. This is not to be taken lightly, because this guy will hold two lines. He will be the Democratic nominee as well as the Working Families Party nominee. So he's going to appear twice on the ballot. In addition to him, we will have Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa. We will have an independent candidate in our incumbent, Mayor Eric Adams, and several others. Cuomo has an independent line as well, and there's a couple of others scattered about. Total mass confusion for the voters. you know, we all know Mandavi, what he did was he handpicked a very young group of people. Over just about 1 million people voted in this primary, which is unheard of, unprecedented for this city. We could barely get 1 million people out to vote in a general election for mayor. Just imagine that.
Wow.
In 2021, only 1.1 million people came out to vote. Yet 1 million, close to 1 million, came out to vote in this primary, of which 70% of them, record-breaking for not just New York, for the entire country, ages 18 to 30. That's who came out and voted for this guy. So we've got a bunch of kids who are used to freebies. These are COVID babies. They were never around when 9/11 hit. They have no idea because they're not taught in our schools civics or any kind of history. They've done the best they can to erase our history throughout the country, not just New York's history. And we've got a lot of people who are transplants from other states who are now, you know, living here in New York and are eligible to vote. But here's the mind-boggling thing. Everybody needs to understand this guy has only been a citizen of the United States of America for 7 years. His father is a left-wing radical professor at Columbia University. This guy, Zohran, has got ties to Hezbollah and Hamas. He's entertained them here when they came to visit. This guy is the worst of the worst. We will be waiting to see, God forbid he should make it, how soon we're going to be San Francisco or L.A. Three grocery stores, government-run grocery stores. He's dead serious. Capping rent and no rent. Free rent, free bus, free trains, free everything. We will, this economic capital of the world, New York City, businesses will be pulling out of here quicker than you could just shake a stick. This is the worst of the worst. 33 years old, never held a job in his life. Trust fund baby. His mother works for Disney. She's a filmmaker. That's who's been doing all his PR. And that's who's been doing his videos. So he comes across as this very charismatic, you know, he actually is holding office in New York State right now. He's a New York State assemblyman. He became a citizen in order to do that. This is infiltration. And I understand that he had meetings with Obama last summer. Last summer, he had meetings with Obama.
Wow.
So if Obama couldn't destroy the country, maybe Obama's looking to destroy New York through the means of this kid.
Vicky, to your point, Ryan Serhant, who is a very well-known, a reality TV star, he runs a massive real estate company there in the New York City area. He's telling the New York Post that his phone lines have been lit up with people already either walking away from deals to buy apartments, yes, or you've got high-end buyers that are now looking to evacuate, sell their property now, and move down to Florida. Are you hearing that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I heard that just today, Todd. Just this morning, I heard that. I went to a high school graduation, and somebody grabbed my ear and told me that this morning. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Now, I was on Newsmax yesterday, four different shows, and in the green room, we were chatting amongst ourselves. Pretty important people were in there, and we were talking about it, and we said, what you're going to hear is this huge sucking sound, and that's going to be businesses leaving New York. And this is what we're facing, and they don't care. You see, what we have been doing here is we have been indoctrinating young people through our schools and through our higher levels of education, our universities, with these radical left-wing professors. You saw what spilled out onto our streets with these protests, pro-Palestinian protests. He's an anti-Semitic hater, and he wants to dismantle. Now, everybody's using the word defund. He wants to dismantle the New York City police. It is insane what is going on here. And these young people who came out, over 400,000 of them came out of that 1 million. Over 400,000 of them came out. He read that kind of base to vote for him in this primary. Cuomo had a 40-point lead, everybody, when he announced in March or April, whenever he announced, 40-point lead. He sat back because his history here is poor at best because of COVID. So he laid low. What he allowed this kid to do was to define him. Cuomo, a seasoned politician, made a elementary school mistake. He allowed this young person to take all of his money and define Cuomo as, well, I don't like him. He's not my guy. But I'm just saying, instead of Cuomo taking his money with his lead and defining who Zohran Mamdavi is and what he plans to do. Now, he's the same guy, Zohran, who when Tom Homan went up to Albany, he had this whole protest staged, and it's on film, and it's been shown on many, many newscasts. Of course, not all local news people, because our media...
Oh, I mean, that guy was just, he was off the charts insane trying to go after Homan, Vicky.
He was in his face.
Yeah.
In his face, inches away, and nothing moves Tom Homan. So to Tom, it meant nothing. But to the rest of us watching this, we didn't even know who Zohran was. He wasn't even a blip on the screen. And we're looking at what we call the maniac, and we still do, in Tom Holman's face up at the state capitol. So he's taking these radical left-wing lunatic ideas, ideology, communism, and he's bringing them to the city of New York, and you've got people biting, taking the bait, biting it.
It's unbelievable. All right, Vicky.
It's unbelievable.
Vicky, we got to leave it there. I've got to take a break here, but it's insane. Let's just hope and pray that we can be saved from this guy in the November race. Otherwise, I think it's going to be bad news for New York City. We got to leave it there. Vicky Palladino, everybody. Vicky, God bless. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We love Vicky Palladino. She tells it like it is there on the New York City Council, and she was on Newsmax a few days ago. Wow, what an insane story out of New York City. But I'm telling you, it's going to be happening in other cities across the country. This New York City is now about to be New Yorkistan, and the same thing is going to be happening on major cities across the country as these radicalized millennial voters get out en masse. And you heard her say that, over 1 million voters. That's insane. She said they've never had that many voters coming out. All right, we are going to take a quick break. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Now, Mike is offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can even get the Queens, Kings, Split Kings, and Cal Kings. Any size, any color, just $49.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Call 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS for the amazing offer of $49.98 on the Giza Dream Sheets, any size, any color. That number again, 1-800-839-8506, promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and let's go to the phone lines. Houston, Texas, Dawn is listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Dawn. What's on your mind today? Thanks for listening.
Well, long-time listener and a frequent caller, I have a question for you that I just can't understand. We have all kinds of Senate meetings, and they call these people up, and they go before the people that are questioning them. They find out they're lying. They've lied before. That's perjury. But nobody ever gets as much as a slap on the wrist. Now, why is that? Why even waste our time if they're not going to punish anybody for the crime they commit. I'm just curious.
You know, Don, that's a great question, and we've talked about this a lot on the program. And the reality is, our Republicans they just don't have the stomach, the fortitude to behave like the Democrats. You know, when Steve Bannon, and you're talking, by the way, about Anthony Bernal. He is the former assistant to Joe Biden, senior advisor to Joe Biden, former assistant to the president. This guy apparently was actually running the show behind the scenes. And it's a crazy story. So James Comer issued a subpoena for Anthony Bernal to appear next month for a deposition, and he is refusing to do so. Bernal said, "I'm not going to go." Now, if the Democrats were in charge, Bernal would already be in jail. He would have already been arrested because it is against the law to ignore a congressional subpoena. So if you ignore a subpoena, you can be arrested. You can be jailed up to 4 months. By the way, it happened to Peter Navarro. It happened to Steve Bannon. They did jail time. But the Republicans, and I hope they prove me wrong here, but Don, to your point, I don't think they're going to be doing anything about it.
I know, and that's why we're just wasting taxpayer money by them just having meetings after meetings after meetings without doing anything. What's the use of having a meeting if you're not going to punish the people who commit a crime? I don't understand it.
Don, it's a great point, and I mean, you're not wrong, and you're right to be frustrated. It is confounding, and I get it. I appreciate the call, but ladies and gentlemen, am I overreacting here? Because I do believe if any of these Biden people, and we're the Republicans are holding all of these committee hearings at great expense to the taxpayers, and look, they put on a great hearing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's riveting stuff, but nothing ever happens. To Don's point, nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. Nobody's been punished. Nobody's gone to jail. Nobody. I mean, the Republicans have been in charge of the House for years. Nobody's gotten into any trouble at all. So this Bernal guy, Anthony Bernal, who has just issued a subpoena, what they ought to do is just play hardball. The guy's not going to comply with the subpoena. Fine. You have him arrested. Make it all very public. Perp walk. They did it to the Republicans. They did it to Steve Bannon. They did it to Peter Navarro. And if what's good enough for the Republicans ought to be good enough for the Democrats. That's what I say. But the Republicans are just, they're not willing to go down that line. They don't want to go down that path. Well, Todd, it's just not how we do things. We're Republicans. We never say anything. We never utter an ill word about anyone. Now, we want the invitations to the cocktail parties in Georgetown, and we want to be able to go play croquet at Martha's Vineyard. So we can't be engaged in hostilities or fisticuffs with the Democrats. Who else are we going to drink Appletinis with? I mean, this is how these people think. And, you know, they all, I mean, their kids go to school together, the spouses, they all hang out together at the whatever they do. The guys all drink and smoke cigars. That's just a big club up there. So they really, at the end of the day, this guy, former Biden aide, Anthony Bernal, he said that he's not going to comply with the subpoena and nothing's going to happen. I wish I could say otherwise, but the Republicans have not, to this point, given me any indication they're willing to go down that path. But I'm with Don. I say, and here's the thing, if we're not going to do that, then stop holding the hearings. Just stop. Because it's wasting taxpayer money, and it aggravates a lot of folks. You guys get out there, and I can't tell you how many times during, oh, wow, this is going to go back this is going to go back to 2016. We had so many people who are now in the Trump administration working. They would come on my show at Fox and they would say, Todd, we have the smoking guns. It all goes back to Barack Hussein Obama. It's going to be shock and awe. You're going to be stunned by who's going to go to jail over what they did to Donald Trump. Russia, 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 all of that. They said it all leads back to Obama. Hillary Clinton was involved. It's a conspiracy. And you're sitting there and you're giving these people airtime because you want to trust these people. But at the end of the day, nothing happens. They write their best-selling books, they lay out all the evidence, and nothing ever happens. All right, I got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, Pete Hegseth ripping new wazoos at the Pentagon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Good to have you back with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But I've got to tell you, Pete Hegseth, man, he was on fire earlier today. Hegseth just obliterated a former colleague of his at Fox News Channel, Jennifer Griffin. You see her a lot. She covers the Pentagon. And here's what Hegseth had to say to Jennifer. Cut 7, please.
It's about highly enriched uranium. Do you have certainty that all the highly enriched uranium was inside the Fordow Mountain or some of it? Because there were satellite photos that showed more than a dozen trucks there 2 days in advance. Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect. But, Jennifer, you've been about the worst. The one who misrepresents the most intentionally. What the president says. I'm familiar.
Report about the ventilation shafts on Saturday night, and in fact, I was the first to describe the B-2 bombers, the refueling, the entire mission with great accuracy. So I take issue with that.
I appreciate you acknowledging that this was the first the most successful mission based on operational security that this department has done since you've been here, and I appreciate that.
You know, what's interesting about all of this, and it's sad to say, but it needs to be said, and you guys, you've already figured this out, but most of the reporters on the conservative channels, like Fox, those reporters are just as left-wing as the ones over at CNN and MSDNC. I mean, that's just that is an honest assessment, and if you disagree, I would love to hear from you, but when you hear the reporting, and this has been a complaint from Fox viewers going all the way back to when I was still there. You know, I'd be going out on speeches, and they'd introduce me, you know, Fox News, you know, host Todd Stearns, and, you know, have a great speech, and I'm signing books, and people would pull me aside, and they're like, so what's up with the news stuff? What's up with Shepard Smith, right? Remember Shep? Man, he went off into obscurity. But again, it's these reporters are all being trained at the same journalism schools. They're coming out indoctrinated. And at Fox, there was a clear divide between the opinion side and the Shanklin just sent me a message that I can't repeat on the air. Jeez, Shanklin, stop texting me during my monologue, sir. Paul Shanklin, by the way, our great parody guy, and he's a hoot. So where Dalton. I mean, Dylan. It's too early for this today. So anyway, all that to say that there is a clear divide, and people would say, what's going on with the news side of Fox? And it's a great question. And at Fox, though, inside the building, a lot of times the reporters just looked down, and they did. They had this air of superiority. They looked down on all of us on the opinion side. But here's the dirty little secret about Fox. Those reporters did not pay the bills at Fox News. That was the opinion side. We were the ones moving the needle. As a matter of fact, on the radio side, the second biggest product that they had outside of their news was my daily commentary. So anyway, it's unfortunate. It doesn't have to be that way, but it is. So Hegseth is going after these reporters because these reporters are out there and they are misrepresenting what happened during the bombing raid. They were going with fake news allegations that somehow they screwed up and they didn't get the nuke sites destroyed. And the other part of it is that they were mocking and disrespecting the pilots. So Hegseth just tore them a new one today. Cut number six, please.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it. Spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful. How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it two or three times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35? Or what it's like to man a Patriot battery? Or how hard it is to refuel midair? Giving the American people an understanding of how complex and sophisticated this mission really was. There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that, because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined because your people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible.
Well, it is irresponsible. And Hegseth was absolutely right to call all of them out, every single one of them. And shame on them. And by the way, Trump is right as well. You know, Trump has been pretty upset with CNN. And the president calling out their national security correspondent, Natasha Bertrand. You might remember that name. She was the one who completely dismissed the laptop from hell story. And she lied about it, completely lied. She should have been fired. To the life of me, I do not understand why CNN keeps this woman employed. She may have photographs. I don't know. But she's got some dirt on somebody because she still has a job there. And so now she's out there lying about the nuclear site story, and she's attempting to destroy the reputations of these Patriot pilots. And Trump is having none of it, and he just wrote a scathing attack on True Social saying that she ought to be fired from CNN. He said she's been broadcasting fake news for 3 days. She should be thrown out like a dog. But I don't think I genuinely just don't think they're going to do anything about it, which, again, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the reasons why we encourage you to listen to Newsmax, watch Newsmax, go to ToddStearns.com, download our newsletter. We're going to do our very best to provide you with fair and balanced journalism. We make a mistake, we own up to it. But these guys, they don't own up to it. They just double down. They want you to believe their lies. It's just unbelievable. So anyway, Hegseth also, there was a big controversy, and this morning they asked him about whether or not he was a misogynist because he referenced the B-2 pilots as boys instead of girls. Cut number eight.
Why not acknowledge the female pilots that also participated in this mission? The early messages that you sent out only congratulated the boys.
So when I say something like our boys and bombers, see, this is the kind of thing the press does, right? Of course, the chairman mentioned a female bomber pilot. That's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a hero. I want more female bomber pilots. I hope the men and women of our country sign up to do such brave and audacious things. But when you spin it as, because I say our boys and bombers as a common phrase, I'll keep saying things like that, whether they're men or women. Very proud of that female pilot, just like I'm very proud of those male pilots. And I don't care if it's a male or a female in that cockpit, and the American people don't care. But it's the obsession with race and gender in this department that's changed priorities. We don't do that anymore. We don't play your little games.
Wow. She, again, some of these females, they are pitching hissy fits over this. You know, I wish that Hegseth would have said, yes, you right there, sweetheart. Hey, darling, what's your name? I would have sprinkled in honeys, darlings, gals. I mean, if you're going to go down that path. But look, they're trying to find. Here's the problem. This was so successful. The operation was so incredibly successful that they're just looking, as Hegseth said, they're just looking for something, for some way for President Trump to be attacked on this. By the way, even CNN, and this is sort of funny, even CNN is having to come to terms with the fact that Trump got it right and that the nuclear sites were, in fact, destroyed. Here is Norman Rule, a former national intelligence manager for Iran, on CNN.
I think you also have to understand that initial reports are often based on the initial information received by analysts at the time. And this was very early on after the attacks were being reviewed. So the analysts at the time may not have even known the complete extent to which the Israelis and the United States had conducted all of their attacks. And keep in mind, we're talking about attacks at multiple sites. So what does that mean? So if you look at a site and you say moderate to severe damage. Well, at the Iraq plutonium facility, it appears that the Israelis have destroyed the reactor. But based upon imagery, I understand that the heavy water facility next door has moderate damage. So you could have in a sentence the phrase moderate to severe damage. But your final assessment for the site would be that reactor is finished. It's not going to be making a plutonium weapon in the near future. But again, this is early stages. So what you'd want to do is over the days, you'd want to collect, based on the traditional chain, human intelligence, SIGINT intelligence, a very specialized geospatial intelligence. You'd want liaison reporting to see what they're getting from their sources. And then you would have very specialized analysts who would be able to interpret this, people with nuclear background, people with very special technical and military backgrounds, to understand what is happening underground, places where you wouldn't be able to necessarily see based upon the data itself, and then pull that together as a picture. I am confident that Iran has suffered a catastrophic blow to its enrichment program, its conversion to metal program, and that this has set them back for a very, very long time.
So there you go. This is coming from CNN now. So now CNN is having to backtrack all of their fake news reporting. Bertrand's got to go. And I think Trump does have a valid point here. She should have been fired over the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story, but especially now over this. And what an embarrassment. And I will say this, the national media and that press corps, they owe the men and women who are a part of that bombing raid, they owe them an apology. It's really unacceptable for them to attack our fighting men and women like that. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Coming up on Newsmax tonight, President Trump is going to be making remarks about the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill. We're going to bring you the very latest on that. Newsmax, by the way, going public on the New York Stock Exchange. It is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN, one of the top news brands in America. Are you ready for this? 40 million Americans go to Newsmax now for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Finnerty. Download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone. You can start watching, today. President Trump, he watches, says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and also check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We'll start with Bill in High Point, North Carolina, WSJS. That is our great affiliate out there. Hi, Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, first of all, let me say continued success with your new book. And thank you for so much of what you tell us as the truth. So I appreciate that. But I'll get to
Thank
my
you.
Point. If everyone in the media is so upset with this the bombings and all that we've done thus far, and they're all saying it's not a success, not a success. Well, if I was Hexus, I would just say, you know what, folks? We got a whole lot more bombers and a whole lot more bombs. We'll just go do it again until you're happy.
Yes, Bill. Again, this you have demonstrated the brain power and the brain function of the Todd Stern's radio show listening audience. I mean, you're absolutely right. Okay, fine. We missed it. Great. We'll send another bomber out. What, problem solved.
That's right. And if we keep bombing and they get unhappy about it, we say, well, you're not happy to start with. You're unhappy now. Yeah. But that's just my thought about it.
Bill. Look, I think you're absolutely right here, Bill, and it's the American people. I believe the American people are seeing through this because everybody I've talked to, Bill, and when you look at the polling data, everybody in the country is very excited about what Trump did here.
Well, I hate to mention back what happened in World War II when the first bomb didn't work, the second one did, and I'm sorry, but that's what it has to come to. I'm not for that, but, you know, sometimes it just takes a stronger hand to make the other side understand that, you know, this is the way things really need to be.
Bill, I think you think the Iranians have gotten the message? Don't mess with daddy.
Well, that's true, but hopefully we won't have to do it again. But, yeah. You know, as long as everybody keeps speaking down on what success was there, you know, I just don't want it to escalate, but if it has to, unfortunately, that's just the times that we're in, and that's what we have to deal with now, Todd. And by the sheer grace of God, we'll get through this.
Well said. Bill, thank you for that, and thanks again for listening to us on WSJS. Let's go to MC in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, listening to us on WSJS. Hi, MC. What's up?
Well, I don't mean to be redundant, but I also am calling about the raid.
Well, all right. What do you think about the raid? Yeah, you think the president did the right thing, MC?
Yeah, I think my Chinese iPhone is doing stuff to me. Anyway, yes, it was the right thing, and it was effective. And let me ask a question that answers the problems. Would the IDF have quit bombing if we weren't successful?
That's a good question. And again, it's their war. I mean, our only tiny part here is taking out the nuclear site. I mean, that's why we were over there. What Iran wants to do is really Iran's business. But I'm telling you, Daddy Trump, he told both of them, you guys better knock it off. And you know what? They knocked it off. They went back to their rooms.
Hey, Mr. Starnes, can I bring it back to Tennessee back about 40 years ago? A friend of mine was in the 82nd Airborne. He was on the raid to free the hostages in Iran that failed so miserably. Well, there's a new sheriff in town, by God, if I may say that, and we'll get things done right. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, MC. And I got to tell you, MC, that Chinese cell phone, you got to check out patriotmobile.com. They got great American phones, and they'd be glad to help you out. So you got to watch out for those Chinese phones. Thanks for the call. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know what we need to find, Dylan? There was a great parody bit we did a couple of years ago on the Air Force and their brand new, I think it was the 84th Maternity Ward Battalion of the pregnant, if you guys remember that, they were trying to put pregnant women into these fighter jets so they could actually, you know, be used in the event that we went to war. You guys remember that? It was a true story. And they were actually trying to figure out with the flight suits how to make them fit the pregnant fighter pilots. You know, it's a problem. And you got a baby bump, you know. And we actually, at least the intel we were getting, is that they were even able to structure the new fighter jets so that the women could actually bring their babies along with them. And in the event the babies had a little incident, well, the fighter pilots were able to drop dirty bombs. You gotta love it. We'll try to find that for you. All right, got to take a break here, everybody. Coming up, U.S. Senate candidate Don Brown, he's wanting to take out Tom Tillis in North Carolina. Luke Symbol, one of our great Republican strategists, is going to be along as well. Plus your calls. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two of The Big Show coming up next.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Big Show. Happy to have you with us today. So before we jump into our next guest, I want to, again, encourage you, if you haven't already done so, to get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, my brand new book. We've been out for a week and a half, and we're going to have a pretty big push as we move towards the 4th of July. We can tell you that the books are flying off the shelves, and it would be wise to call the bookstores before you go out and get a copy. It would be a lot easier if you just ordered one online, and actually a lot cheaper as well. And I, again, this does not help me, but I want to help you. Everybody's looking to save a few bucks. The cheapest place to get my book is Walmart right now. So they've got a great deal going on over there. I may even have to get my books over there. Again, thank you so much. We're hitting the bestseller list across Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and we could not do that without you guys, and that really means a lot. Thank you for the kind words. I know many of you have already been putting up reviews, and Michelle and I both appreciate the kind words as you read through this really fun devotion book. By the way, all of you great Catholic friends, I will be on Raymond Arroyo's show tonight on EWTN. Yesterday, Lars Larson, so very kind, Lars put me on the national show, and it was kind of weird hearing my own voice here in Memphis on KWAM, our great affiliate here in the Bluff City. So, Lars, we certainly appreciate you and your friendship. All right, write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in, 901-260-5926, and let's go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our friend Don Brown from North Carolina, who wants to be the next U.S. Senator. Don, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Good to hear you again. Congratulations on Star Spangled Blessings. It's going to be a great 4th of July read. But remember, Constitution Day, too, September 17th. Let's do another push. Then I'll be getting the book and pushing as much as I can. So proud of you, brother.
Well, thank you for that, Don. And let's jump into this because there is a mess right now in the U.S. Senate, and unfortunately, we've got some rhinos, and as shocking as it is, you folks in North Carolina are dealing with a rhino by the name of Tom Tillis.
We have the king of all rhinos, Tom Tillis, king of anti-Trump Republicanism on issues that count most to MAGA patriots. Tillis has been an extreme disappointment with regard to crucial issues the president has championed. When you go back to the first term, he actually sponsored legislation to protect Robert Mueller, who was an unconstitutionally appointed prosecutor to begin with, just like Jack Smith, in violation of the Appointments Clause, in my opinion. Tillis would have protected him. He fought Trump on the border wall. He pushed for gate path to citizenship. And then when the president wanted to declare a border emergency in 2019, Tillis wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post opposing it. And the letter came around bowing to political pressure. How crazy is that? You know, Todd, we lost more Americans in 1 year to fentanyl alone than in 10 years of the Vietnam War. And Tillis has been very soft on the border. Then we move into the second Trump administration, and one of the first things he does, he tries to torpedo my friend and your friend, Pete Hegseth, our great Secretary of Defense. Tillis has said, if any nominees who come out of committee that are Trump's nominees for the cabinet, I will support. And then he turns around and tries to tube Pete's nomination. Thank God he failed there. He did tube the nomination of Ed Martin because Tillis doesn't want the truth on J6, it appears, and Ed Martin was going to investigate that. Then he wanted to choke anyone who was in favor of tariffs. And by the way, here we are a number of weeks into tariffs. The stock market is booming. Oil prices are down. How do you like them apples? Then he wanted to interfere with President Trump's attempts to use his executive authority to lower prescription drug prices. And it just goes on and on and on and on, Todd. I've been in more than 30 counties in the last 3 weeks all around North Carolina. North Carolina Republicans have had it up to their necks. I've never seen such fury, you know, against a Republican senator by his own party before. And, of course, he has been censured by the North Carolina Republican Party. Was censured 2 years ago and has been censured by multiple state parties. He will not be our next senator. I'm going to take him down. I'm going to take Roy Cooper down also. We're going to restore a MAGA first, America-loving patriot to that Senate seat, the seat that once was held by the great Jesse Helms. It's going to be returned to an America first patriot. And it's going to send a powerful message to the nation.
We have many, many radio affiliates across North Carolina, and we get a lot of calls from your state. And I have just been astounded by the hubris of this senator. He just, first of all, he refuses to come on this program, and that's fine. You know, we don't do gotcha, but we do ask tough questions. But he's not willing to sit down for the tough questions, and he's intentionally ignoring the good people and the America First Patriots of the Tar Heel State.
Well, he thinks I guess that he's more popular than President Trump in North Carolina. Let me tell you, President Trump has won 3 elections in North Carolina. In fact, he's been elected president 3 times, if you ask me. I worked with Sidney Powell and others during the 2020 election steal, so I've seen some of the insight on that. But Tillis is just another character altogether. He seems to dislike the president. He seems to misunderstand that Trump is wildly popular in North Carolina, and especially among North Carolina Republicans. Every Republican who's tried to go against Trump, as we saw even in the most recent primaries for the 2024 presidential election, were smashed and creamed and destroyed. And this guy just comes on and takes positions that are not only just anti-Trump, but also are not for the good of the country. When you're soft on immigration, I mean, good gosh, look what's happened here. Here we have President Trump has taken a courageous move in striking these 3 nuclear sites in Iran. And part of the problem we've got is the Democrats created the Iranian nuclear program. And with their open borders policy, they brought in up to 20 million illegals in the last 4 years. Many of those may be Iranians. They've created the problem. And Tillis, by pushing open borders, by opposing a border wall, by talking about pathway to citizenship, he's fueled the fire the problems that we have. And North Carolina Republicans know this. And I'm telling you, Todd, you I wish you could come out with me. I know you don't have enough time. You have more important things to do. We should spend a week or two just on a campaign trail. You could see for your own eyes that North Carolina Republicans, we've headed up to our necks, and we're going to throw the guy out.
So it's an uphill climb, though, because he is an incumbent. He's got a pretty big war chest. So what is it going to take to knock off Tillis?
Well, of course, the cliffs of Normandy were an uphill climb for the 75th Rangers. Iwo Jima was an uphill climb for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Marines. We don't back down but as Americans, but we'll do uphill climbs. Here's what we're going to do, though. We are spreading all over the state. We're setting up organizations in every county. We want to take them out of the grassroots. Yes, we need to raise money. We need patriots all over the country to go to brown4nc.com. That's F-O-R, brown4nc.com. Click on contribute whatever you can, but we're going to raise enough money. We already have started. Of course, we're moving into the second half of the year, and this is where it's really going to ramp up. We're going to raise enough money. We're going to take him out of the primary. And it's what it's going to take, Todd, is getting the word out, continuing to expose his record, show how he is, you know, he has gone against the president on such crucial matters. I mean, listen, when he tried to, he promised he would support Trump's nominees, and when he tried to torpedo Pete Hegseth's nomination, I've been told by people who would know the president was absolutely furious with him. And I've been told the president's been furious on multiple occasions, but the president hasn't said a whole lot publicly, and I'm not the president, of course, but he has his record is going to sink him in the North Carolina Republican primary. And we're going to expose that record. We're going to do it when we're given an opportunity to appear on shows like yours and prestigious national shows like this. We're going to expose what he's done to stab the president in the back. And North Carolinians want a senator who are going to have President Trump's back in the last 2 years of the Trump administration and also in the first 4 years of the J.D. Vance administration, and that's going to be me.
Don Brown is joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, everybody. And again, that website, brown4nc.com. That's brown, F-O-R-N-C.com. And it's a great website, very clean. You can go through, check out his policy papers. Don, you also might want to give a little bit of your background because it's a fascinating career you've had, not only as a best-selling author, but you also served in the U.S. Navy as a JAG officer.
I did. I was a JAG officer. I was very proud to have the opportunity to serve my country. One of those crossroad moments in life is when I decided to leave active duty. Sometimes I wonder what if. It led me to a lot of active involvement in military affairs and rules of engagement issues afterwards. I wrote the book on the shootdown of Extortion 17 or Extortion 17, where we lost 17 members of SEAL Team 6 and 30 Americans in Afghanistan in 2011. That book was called Sign Extortion 17, which has been actually now made into what serves as the basis of a docudrama movie, which is distributed by Salem Media. You know Salem very well, and so do I. And from that, I developed a relationship with Pete Hegseth. We worked together on rules of engagement issues. We worked together along with three other former JAG officers, John Maher, Kevin Mikuschak, Dave Bosliano, to fight for the pardon of Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, an 82nd Airborne paratrooper, who President Trump pardoned in November 2019. I'm one of a very small handful of Patriot attorneys who said the President of the United States, Donald Trump, pardoned not one, but two of my clients, the second being a J6 Patriot, a young man named Elliot Bechet, whose only, quote-unquote, crime was walking into the Capitol and walking out on January 6th. And for that, his house was storm-tied by 12 FBI counterterrorism agents on essentially for a trespass charge, 12 FBI counterterrorism agents. And on this point, Tillis and I could not disagree more. Tillis intentionally tubed and killed the nomination of Ed Martin as Trump's U.S. attorney nominee in D.C. Ed Martin was going to investigate some of these unanswered questions, Todd, like where did the pipe bombs come from, one that was supposedly at DNC and RNC, and who put up the gallows? You know, the insiders, the deep state, they don't want answers to these questions exposed, Todd. And I think both you and I know the same reason. So I've had a blessed career. I've been put in a position where I've been able to help people only by the grace of God. The Lord gets a lot of credit for any good that I've done, and I take all the blame for anything that I've not done well. But I've just been very, very blessed, and I'm blessed to be here with you today.
Well, Don, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll get you back on soon, and we wish you nothing but the best. And I'm sure our North Carolina listeners really appreciate the ferocity that you're approaching this race, and we certainly appreciate you taking some time today. Again, Don, where can people go if they'd like to get more info?
Let's go to Brown, F-O-R-N-C.com, Brown4NC.com. Please come give us a little love, send us a couple of bucks, and sign up to help our team. We need everybody on board. This is going to be we the people versus they the establishment. We the people are going to take this race.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Brown running for the U.S. Senate. He is an America First MAGA candidate. He has an impeccable resume, and you've got to check that out over at his website. And I'm curious to hear from you guys in North Carolina. Do you like Tom Tillis? Do you think he's doing a great job? Do you believe he's got the president's back? Do you think that we need somebody new representing North Carolina? And what do you think about Don Brown? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. And I forgot to mention this. I know that you guys are thrifty. You love to hold on to your money. I don't blame you one bit. So I've got some great news for you. Really, up until, I believe, July 4th, you will be able to get the audio version of Star Spangled Banner on Amazon, the audio version, absolutely free. It will not cost you a single penny. If you've got an Amazon Prime membership, you'll be able to get the audio version free of charge from now until July 4th. All right, we'll be right back.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Wow. Yeah, no free. Someone said, really? You can get the audio version of Star Spangled Blessings free? Absolutely. Courtesy of our friends at Amazon. And that's a pretty cool deal. Actually, as the author who does enjoy getting royalties, it's not cool because I get no royalties. But I really want you to read the book. So free of charge, the audio version of the book that yours truly recorded free right now at Amazon. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Tom in North Carolina, WSIC. Tom, what do you think about your senator? Tom Tillis.
Well, I think Tom Tillis is a flat-out rhino. He has finally come out of the witness protection program to start campaigning for next year, and I never hear him defend President Trump on anything, period. We don't like him, we don't want him, and we're going to vote him out. I think Don Brown's an excellent candidate for us. Oh, by the way, Ted Budd, the other North Carolina senator, I think he's still in the witness protection program. I haven't heard a word out of him since he got elected.
Really? You know, he used, when he was running for Congress, when he was a congressman, he wanted to come on the show all the time. I mean, normally, you know, our team, our bookers have to reach out and, you know, hey, can so-and-so come on? He was so desperate for media attention that they would call us just about every week trying to get on the show.
Correct. And I remember voting for him when he ran for the House, I believe it was. We met him at a gun range here in North Carolina, here in Mooresville, and he seemed like a straight-up candidate. So he got my vote. He got my vote as congressman. But both those guys, they're going to have to step up and start defending President Trump, defending what the people of North Carolina wanted, defending what the people of this nation wanted. Instead, they've hidden, and they're just flat-out rhinos. We're going to get rid of both of them. I'm going to help lead that charge, and I think Don Brown's an excellent candidate to do that.
And, Tom, full disclosure, I've known Don Brown for, gosh, almost 20 years, and he's just the real deal. He's a solid conservative.
Absolutely. That's what we need. We're tired of the mealy-mouth Republicans that have just absolutely not done anything, not only for that, but for our state, too. It's just as bad here in the state of North Carolina with too many rhinos in our North Carolina General Assembly.
Okay. All right, Tom, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Bob over in Moorhead City, North Carolina, listening to us on the Talk Station. Bob, what'd you think about Don Brown? You just heard him on the radio.
First time I've heard anybody that was coming out against Tillis, and he's going to get my money. I don't like Tillis. I never liked him. I think he's gone by the way of like Burr, Richard Burr. I'm trying to figure out who Tom Tillis is trying to impress for his next job. I don't like him. He's certainly a rhino. I think he needs to save face and say he's going to go out and spend more time with his family so he's not going to run. He'd do himself some favor by doing that and doing North Carolina a favor, too.
Well, of course, they're dealing with the same thing over in Texas with John Cornyn, and it looks like Ken Paxton is leading so far ahead in the polls, I would not be surprised if Cornyn calls it a day. And let's see what happens here, but I think a lot of people are going to have to get behind Don Brown, and they're going to have to fill up his campaign coffers. He would be a great senator for you guys. Bob, thank you for that call. Let's go to Rita in WSIC territory. Hi, Rita. What's going on?
Well, I need to talk about Tom Tillis and Ted Budd. Whenever I have issues or that I hear about issues, I call them and I try to get information and regarding their positions. And all I get is just like, well, we'll have somebody call you back, la-di-da-di-da. And even the people that are answering the phone cannot give you a clue what their position is. So they are rhinos, they are flies in the buttermilk, and they are a pain in the butt to the people of North Carolina.
Well, look, you can't be having flies in the buttermilk, Rita. That's no way to live.
Not, they're not supportive of our president, and I have reiterated so many times to them how much the Republicans need to come together and be supportive and circle the wagons.
Rita, you're a great American patriot, Rita. And that music means I got to scoot out of here. So, Rita, you give us a holler back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting WSIC. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, sometime this week, why don't you call your local radio station and thank them for carrying this program and thank them for doing a great job. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back. You know, it's not just North Carolina, and I would love to hear from you folks. You heard from Don Brown, who is challenging your sitting U.S. Senator, Tom Tillis. And I'm just curious, are you satisfied with the work that Tom Tillis is doing? And the same for you folks in Texas, where there is the latest numbers. What is it? Paxton up by one poll. I saw. I think this was the TSU poll. He was up by 9 points over John Cornyn, the sitting senator, Republican senator there. So there is a lot of frustration, I think, among the voters on whether or not their elected leaders are doing what they want them to do. And it is a big primary brawl. They're saying that the Cornyn-Paxton fight could actually open up the door for the Democrats, but I don't think that is the case. But the polling data clearly shows that MAGA world is turning on John Cornyn. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to welcome into the studio our good friend, Republican strategist, Luke Semple. You've got a title in the Republican world, though, don't you?
Oh, I'm Tennessee Young Republican, National Committee Man, whatever that means.
That's,
you know, I'm involved. Yeah, I'm involved.
If you got it on the business card, you know, that makes it official. There is a Politico just has a live updated poll out. I think this is going to shock people. If you're driving in Houston, pull off the interstate. They're saying, according to one survey, that Attorney General Ken Paxton is up by nearly 20 points over John Cornyn. What does that tell you? What's going on out there, Luke?
What that tells you is Republicans across the country, Republican voters, are demanding that their legislators pass Donald Trump's agenda. They are tired of these long-term Republicans that have been in Washington forever that don't actually agree with the American First agenda. They're tired of those folks. And what I appreciate about the Republican Party, and we saw a lot of this last week on that fight we saw between kind of Tucker World versus Ted Cruz, is that Republican voters want to engage on the issues. We are not we don't go along to get along. We want to have debates. We want to discuss, and we want to vote in primaries. And, you know, John Cornyn is not a Trump fan at all.
I don't think Tom Tillis is either over in North Carolina.
And what they need to do is get working and pass Donald Trump's agenda, pass the big, beautiful bill, get tough, and start fighting for this Republican populist movement that is saying, no, the government works for us, not the other way around.
So later today, I mean, you've got, and again, it's so frustrating because they still haven't passed it, and it's going to have to go back to the House because there are changes that have been made, and the changes are not going over well in the House. So you could, I'm just going to be shocked if it gets done by the 4th of July, which is the deadline that everybody has imposed here.
Right. And Mike Johnson was on Megyn Kelly's podcast yesterday saying how important it is to pass this bill as soon as possible so that Americans can start feeling the positive effects early so that Republicans can hold the House and the Senate in the midterms. It's so important. They waited too long last time in Trump's first term to really feel the positive effects of slashing taxes, of getting the economy roaring. We have a lot of work to repair the economy after the four disastrous years of the Biden administration. Let's get this done now. No vacations. Get it done.
Yeah. So this afternoon, President Trump hosting a One Big Beautiful Bill event at the White House, and they're bringing in all these working class Americans. I'm glad he's doing this, but it's concerning because he has to do it. He is clearly the Senate is not on board yet, and he's having to use this event to get these senators across the finish line.
Look, and I appreciate I'm not calling him Donald Trump today. I'm calling him Daddy Trump.
Daddy. Call him Daddy. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
I love America. That video that the White House put out last night on X with the daddy music. But no, really, Daddy Trump needs to come in and start spanking some of these senators that are not in line. And, you know, John Cornyn, this polling right. should tell you something, right?
And don't tell Lindsey Graham that Daddy wants to go spanking.
He might get a little too excited, yeah.
Where's that happening at, boys?
It'll be the first one in line and the last one there.
Get her done. Sweet mercy. No, we don't judge here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So again, this, you know, when you look at what's happening in the Senate, and I think this could be a moment where maybe the Republican Party as a whole understands, okay, you know what? Things have changed in our party. It's not going to be business as usual. We've got to really adjust what we're doing, because I just get the impression from Tom Tillis and John Cornyn that it's a holier than thou. We're better than you. And we're just going to tolerate these MAGA people, and they're going to be gone when Trump is out of office.
They think that they know better than everybody else, and that is dangerous. They forget that they work for the people. And folks, let me tell you, if you live in Texas, light the phones up. Email, call. It really does work. If they are getting call after call after call, they do get the message. And I'm really hopeful that John Cornyn is not so thick-headed that he will actually listen to the people. But light the phones up. Do the work. It's unfortunate that you have to be so demanding, but be demanding.
You've got to. All right. Luke Symbol here with us in studio. Luke, let's talk about what happened in New York City. It's not shocking, but it's still horrifying that New York could very well have a radical socialist Muslim leading the biggest city in America.
It really is terrible. And you're seeing a lot of these lily white trust fund kids who live in the high towers in Manhattan, whose parents pay for everything. They've never really had to work hard, vote for these radical socialists. They just don't have a foot. They don't have a part in our financial system where they understand what it takes to succeed. And they don't understand that, no, government-run grocery stores do not work. It's not going to work.
Wasn't it fascinating? Because you're talking about the election night party. And by the way, the demographics, he got the young white millennial vote.
Yeah,
and
who live
Gen
in Manhattan
mm-hmm.
and whose parents pay for everything, right? I mean, come on. They have daddy's credit card, daddy's American Express. They live in the high rises. They don't have to deal with the smelly subways. And they don't understand the working class. They don't understand what it takes for a city like New York to succeed. And we're seeing... It's really, really unfortunate, but maybe they have to go through a few tough years to understand, okay, wait, my pie in the sky ideas are not actual reality.
Meanwhile, you had the working class and the blacks and Hispanics voting for the sex fiend who killed all the grandmas, Andrew Cuomo.
And that's an important point here. Cuomo, they were not great options, right? And unfortunately, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I do think all the other candidates need to get out of the race, and the business community needs to get behind Eric Adams. Can't believe I'm saying that, because at least he's moderately kind of normal. Right.
So Curtis Sliwa is the Republican. I'm just really frustrated with the Republicans there, because they are the underdogs, but they don't have to be.
Right.
And for them to just to really anoint Curtis Sliwa as the guy, and then Sliwa goes on talking about, you know, animal cruelty being a big issue. Yeah, look, I get it. You know, we don't want to kill little puppies, but that's not the issue here, dude.
If I were in New York and I were, you know, working for Sliwa or Eric Adams, all I would play over and over and over again is this crazy radicals statements about defunding the police and over again. That's all you have to do. He is going to wreck our city. Business community, get loud. Don't be afraid here. He is going to tax you into oblivion. New York will be a shell of its former self. Get out there and don't be afraid to speak out. And let's not defund our police.
Ryan Serhant, who has a big reality TV show, Million Dollar Listing, I actually used his agency when I was in New York City.
Really?
Great guy. He's saying his phones are off the, literally every line is full. People wanting to sell, people canceling planned buys in New York City already.
That is just terrible. Look, maybe there's a silver lining where this radical socialist will wreck the city so badly we can get some cheap real estate and then elect somebody normal and then get a profit. I don't know.
Caleb Park, who used to work for me and now works at Newsmax, interviewed one of the Selling Sunset ladies. That's another huge popular reality show.
That's a dirty pleasure of mine. Yeah.
She is in Miami now. One of them is in Miami. And she said that it's just, again, her phones are lighting up, people wanting to relocate to New York, to Florida. My concern here is, look what happened to Georgia. Look what happened to North Carolina. Look what's happening, and this is going to happen in Tennessee.
Yes.
If we're not careful, we're going to lose control of this state. I think we've got to set up some sort of immigration parameters to make sure that all these left-wingers aren't, you know, infiltrating.
I agree. I had an idea here locally. I'm involved in our local Republican Party, and I had an idea that when somebody builds a house here and moves, the local Republican Party sends a letter and says, this is why you're moving to Tennessee. We have a Republican supermajority. We have no income tax. We believe that government needs to get out of the way of business. Please continue to vote how Tennesseans are voting, because there's a reason you're moving here.
I love that idea. I mean, we've got to, and that is a clear and present danger. And we're seeing this in Texas right now, where you've had so many people from California, and they're just bringing these far left ideas to the ballot box. And Texas, I don't think in the coming years is going to be a guaranteed red state for us.
Yeah, it's bad. And the other thing Texas is struggling with is mass migration. You know, California was ruined because of it. New York City has really been ruined because of it. It's almost unrecognizable. You're seeing that across the world in some of our cities, just being unrecognizable culturally, the electorate. But we can't have the electorate being changed out for foreigners, really. They vote far, far, far left. And I understand that Hispanics this past election, many did vote for Trump, but we're still on the losing end, right? If we're not winning 80% of them, it's not a winning proposition for our country. And we must be very careful. We need to protect it. And you're right, Texas, you go to some of these cities and they are dark, dark blue and radical because of people from California and also mass migration.
All right. Well, midterms coming up, and we've got to make sure that we don't have any self-inflicted injuries here.
Pass the big, beautiful bill. That is what's most important right now.
All right. Luke Symbol, always good having you here, sir.
Thanks, Todd.
And folks, we're going to open it up to you, both Texas as well as North Carolina. Are you satisfied, or really the entire country? Are you guys satisfied with your Republican senators? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Well, as you know, our good buddy Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. He's also got the best bed sheets. They're really nice, and they look and feel great. And for me, that means an even better night's sleep. And that is crucial for my insane schedule. Mike offering the best deal on his Giza Dream bed sheets. Any size, any color, just $49.98. That's right. You can get whatever size you need, just $49.98. You got to order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 in merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Give them a call, 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get some incredible discounts. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, just got a call from Miss Janice in New Orleans, taking me to task over my enunciation. Dylan, she said that I'm not saying my pillow. She says I'm saying my pillar.
She thinks you're saying pillar. It's P-I-L-L-A-R.
Pillar. My pillar.
I think it's your southern accent that you've acquired.
Really? Is it coming? Is my accent that strong today?
It might be getting too bad, Todd. You might want to.
My pillar.
Oh.
How yun's doing? You need to get on down to Mike Lindell. Talk to the folks over at My Pillar.
Get you a pillar.
Get some of them geezer dream bed sheets. I don't know if I want a geezer in my bed sheets.
No, I don't think so.
That's not good. Get one of them doggy beds. Did I ever tell you, Grace Baker, our great, dearly departed She's still alive. She's just no longer with us here on the show. Merlot, the sweet dog. We got Merlot, a MyPillar doggy bed, and Merlot ate the thing.
The problem with Dalmatians, huh?
Terrible.
Must not have been that sturdy. No, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was great.
I'm going to get me some geezer dream bed sheets.
Pillar sounds more comfortable anyway.
Them things are soft. Fluffy. I love Fluffy. Anyway, all right, we'll do better. We'll do better. It was the time we're in Gainesville, Georgia. We were doing a book signing there at a barbecue joint, of all places. We do book signings at some of the funniest places, and I love it. Anyway, this lady comes through, and I signed her book. And when we, a few minutes later, she came back in, and she said she was just puzzled. She had a perplexed look on her face, and she said, "What is this?" And I said, "Well, that's my signature." And she told me flat out, "Young man, you've got very bad penmanship." And I said, "Well, I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll try to do better." But, it is what it is. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Jasmine Crockett. Oh, we've got Jasmine Crockett back in the news, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, yeah! Chuckin' and jiving. Chuckin' and jiving. Good God. Yeah, Jasmine Crockett, ladies and gentlemen, the Congress chick from Texas, attacking our beloved First Lady, Melania Trump, and suggesting that Melania is not a citizen of the United States. Take a listen to cut one.
Since we're talking about integrity, I'm confused as to why my Republican colleagues aren't talking about the lack of integrity when it comes to the president's family's visas. Let me remind y'all that Melania, the First Lady, a model. And when I say model, I'm not talking about Tyra Banks, Cindy Crawford, or Naomi Campbell level, applied for and was given an EB1 visa. And what that stands for is an Einstein visa. Now, y'all that don't know, let me tell you how you receive an Einstein visa. You're supposed to have some sort of significant achievement, like being awarded a Nobel Peace Prize or a Pulitzer, being an Olympic medalist, or having other sustained extraordinary abilities and success in sciences, arts, education, business, or athletics. Last time I checked, the First Lady had none of those accolades under her belt. It doesn't take an Einstein to see that the math ain't mathin' here.
Well, I'm rather staggered by Jasmine Crockett here. And the First Lady is a pretty brilliant woman, 55 years old, by the way, and she is fluent in a number of languages. I mean, it's six languages, I do believe, French, German, Italian, English, Serbian, and Slovenian. I'm wondering how many languages Jasmine Crockett is fluent in. Counting English, I would say none. So, again, I don't understand why Jasmine Crockett now sees the need to take pot shots at the beautiful First Lady of these great United States, Melania Trump. Makes no sense to me. But Jasmine Crockett seems to believe she's reading her press and she's believing her press now. And she believes that she is the next best thing for the Democrat Party. As a matter of fact, she believes that she could be presidential material. And that's where all of this is going. So, My recommendation to the Democrat Party is embrace her. I think Jasmine Crockett would make a wonderful candidate for the Democrats for president. Right up there with Jazz Hands Tim Walz and what's-her-face, Kamala Harris. I forgot her name already. Wow. All right, there you go, folks. Hang tight. Got to take a quick break. Hour three of the big show coming up. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. This is hour three of the big show. Coming up, we are monitoring a big event President Trump is holding later this afternoon. We'll be broadcasting it on Newsmax, and the president basically putting pressure on the Senate to do the right thing and pass the one big, beautiful bill. And for whatever reason, they're not willing to do it yet. But we're gonna see how this plays out. If any Republican stands in the way, their career is done in politics, just done. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. A story you heard first here on the Todd Stearns radio show yesterday, and it shocked a lot of our Houston listeners. A crazy story involving the Houston Independent School District violating parental rights. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend. He is a member of the Alliance Defending Freedom, one of their great attorneys, Vincent Wagner. Vincent, good to have you with us today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Todd. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk about this story, and I want you to explain to our listeners what this school district did.
You're exactly right. HISD violated these parents' fundamental rights. They have a right under the Constitution to be the ones who make important decisions about their daughter's upbringing, education, and health care, and not have the government interfering with the decisions they need to make to help their daughter. Here, the Osbournes are a couple that found out over the course of multiple school years that HISD had been treating their daughter as a boy without telling them. They had told HISD a few years ago that the to refer to their daughter as a girl with her name, with female pronouns. But then they found out the following school year, and then again later, that that's not what was going on during the school day. So they thought their instructions were being followed, but on the ground during the school day, their instructions weren't being followed, and they didn't know about it. They didn't have the information they needed from the school district to help their daughter when she needed their help.
So they're finding out that these homework assignments, they've noticed there was a masculine name on their daughter's schoolwork. They alerted school workers. They didn't do anything, so they went to the principal. What happened when they approached the principal?
That's right. They had a series of meetings with the principal in the fall that really brought the issue nowhere. They thought that they thought at one point maybe their instructions were going to be honored, but then the principal actually told them that no directives would be sent out to employees about how to refer to their daughter, despite the parents' clear instructions here. And this story came to light at a school board meeting a few months back, and it led to Governor Abbott himself calling on the Texas Education Agency to open an investigation against HISD related to this issue. And now we are bringing this lawsuit to try to bring some protection for the parents here, make HISD honor their rights as parents, as protected by the Constitution.
So let's talk about this lawsuit you filed. And by the way, have you guys had any contact at all? Clearly the parents went through the chain of command and they got nowhere. I'm wondering if you've heard anything from the school district now that you guys have filed the lawsuit.
Since the lawsuit's filed, that'll have to play out in court. Before the lawsuit was filed, we traded letters with the school district, both asking for documents and asking for an assurance that the school district would follow the Osbournes' instructions. The school district has not given us any documents in response to our letters, and it totally ignored our request for assurance that these parents' instructions would be followed. That's why we felt like the lawsuit was the next step that we had to take in order to protect the Osbournes' rights.
And Vincent, we got Vincent Wagner with us from Alliance Defending Freedom on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Vincent, here, maybe it's wrong to go down this path, but if they're doing this to this one parent, this mom and this father, I'm wondering if there are other instances that we don't even know about happening in the school district.
We don't know at this point. We've been investigating. We do know that the school district, when we asked them, is this related to a policy of HISD? And they said yes. They pointed to their non-discrimination policy, suggesting that they think their non-discrimination policy requires the way they've behaved here. But we do know that this is a way more widespread problem than I think people appreciate. We're involved in cases in Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, New Jersey. We've been assisting other law firms in their cases out of California, Florida, just all over the country. These sorts of policies are in effect, and families are being hurt by school districts keeping secrets from parents. We're actually expecting a parental rights decision from the Supreme Court, I think tomorrow, maybe even, that is not on this secret transition issue, but could have important effects in protecting parents' rights in public schools. So we're hopeful that parents across the country can get some relief from that decision.
So if that is the case, I mean, if they have a policy, and it seems, from what you're telling me, they seem to think they're protected under this policy and that parents really have no say in what happens once their kid walks through the door of the school there in Houston.
Well, that's just inconsistent with the U.S. Constitution. The Supreme Court has said for over a century that parents are the ones who are in the driver's seat when it comes to their own kids. And they don't leave that right behind when the kids go to public school. So schools have no business keeping secrets from parents about important things like the kid's identity during the school day. And I mean, it's really just common sense that these kids need their parents to work through these things. But in our lawsuit, we've already cited a lot of scientific evidence that backs up that common sense assumption that I think your listeners will have. The science is just clear that kids are going to do better when parents are involved. And the medical organizations, even some that are, you know, not necessarily on team with us, agree that parents need to be in the driver's seat on these decisions, not school officials, not somebody else.
It's just shocking. And again, if you're dealing with a child, and you guys don't delve into this in the lawsuit, but if you've got a child and they're dealing with this issue, maybe it's gender dysphoria or they're just confused, it seems to me you would want the parents involved so that child could get the help that they might need.
That's exactly right. You know, no psychiatrist or psychologist thinks it's a good idea to try to start treating a child without involving the parents, because the parents know what's going on in the kid's life. They can tell you, here's how things have been for the last couple of years. Here's what we think is best. And that's why the law guarantees parents this right, because parents know their kids. They love their kids. And they're the ones that the Constitution tasks with protecting children.
All right. Well, Vincent, we certainly appreciate you bringing this story to our attention. I know that it's shocking a lot of parents across the nation, but especially in the Houston area. And best of luck to you on the lawsuit.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Vincent Wagner, everybody, with Alliance Defending Freedom. Can you imagine, though, the school district there in Houston, Texas, they truly believe that parents, moms and dads, you lose your rights over your child once they walk through that taxpayer-funded classroom door. This is bonkers crazy, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know they're doing this, right? They've got to be doing this with other kids. I mean, this is the school district policy there in Houston, Texas. Just unbelievable. Well, folks, want to remind you about the situation in the Middle East, which is a powder keg. Right now, the ceasefire is holding, the war between Iran and Israel on hold, America on the brink. And the problem there is your savings could get a little bit wobbly. And this is why you need to consider diversifying your savings and your retirement accounts. Don't put it all in the stock market. You got to diversify. And that's why I trust Vault U.S. Gold. Now, the folks at Vault U.S. Gold are American patriots. They protect your wealth with physical gold and silver. Oil prices surge, markets falter, gold's hitting highs, $3,452 an ounce. And history has proved that in chaos, precious metals shine. And that's why I want you to go and check out my friends at Vault U.S. Gold. They can help you roll over your 401k or IRA into a gold IRA, or you can get gold and silver delivered directly to your doors. Call Vault U.S. Gold at 1-833-511-4693. That's 833-511-4693. Or you can visit vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. That's vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. All right, heading up to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. This weekend, I'll be speaking at the Freedom, the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to the Majority Conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of big speakers up there, and we'll be signing copies of Star Spangled Blessings. Then Saturday afternoon, off to Dallas, Texas. Sunday morning, I'll be at the First Baptist Church in Dallas, and our friends at Barnes & Noble are handling our book signing after the services there on Sunday. So I would love for you to visit. If you don't have a church home in the Dallas area, swing by, and you're going to love First Baptist Dallas. Great, great teaching, incredible music, and just really, really fine people. So all of that information on our website, toddstearns.com. All right. I need to talk to all of you people of the Caucasian persuasion out there, all of you honky Americans. That's right, honkies. Yours truly, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Stearns. I'm a white man. Pretty fly for a white guy, as they say. But anyway, apparently we're racist, and that's being reiterated up on Capitol Hill. So there is a Congress gal. Her name is Latifa Simon. And Congresswoman Latifa Simon, very upset at all of you white people who are invoking the words of Martin Luther King Jr. Take a listen. Cut 9.
I want to be clear that 4 out of the 5 of you last year posted on your social media the words of Dr. King. And there are so few folks who actually have studied, who are clear on the theology of freedom of King. Very few of you have read and studied and have sat in Ebenezer Baptist Church. So I would ask you, you keep Dr. King's name out of your mouth. If you, like me and the many scholars who will be watching, studied King, you know that he and the mothers and the fathers of the civil rights movement and of the movement for emancipation not only would be struck by the conversations in this room, but would be shattered by the consequence of lies, of hatred, of abuse of this administration in the name of folks who worked to make this country more free. Children of Abraham, for real. I want to be clear for the young people that are listening today here in this audience. This conversation is not about an acronym. It's just not.
All right. That's Congress gal Latifa Simon. You know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, guys. I'm trying to remember. She reminds me a lot of another congressperson up there, Jasmine Crockett. Anybody? Does that name ring a bell? Oh, that's right. Latifa. Latifa. Now she's shucking and jiving. Good girl. Yeah, okay. So the racism is strong with this one. She's very upset at all you white folk that are invoking the words of Martin Luther King Jr., who, by the way, was a Republican. Just want to throw that out there. I know that's triggering for a lot of folks, but it is what it is. So anyway, she's upset because people are simply pointing out that Martin Luther King, MLK Jr., preached a message of freedom, and MLK said, and we all know the speech, at least this portion of it, that he had a dream, and he dreamed of a time when his kids would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And now here we are so many years after the assassination of MLK, and we now live in a society that actually does judge people by the color of their skin and not the content of their character. And the people doing the judging are, in fact, the offspring of the civil rights movement. They're the ones that are out there judging people. And it's really sad. I would say it's absolutely sad. And dare I say somewhat disgusting that a United States Congresswoman like Latifa Simon would go out there and to tell white people and these white congresspeople to take MLK's words out of your mouth. I mean, that is, I would like to say it's a little offensive, right? I mean, you don't want to hurt people's feelings, but that's insane. And you know why? Because they don't want you quoting. So what they're going to tell you is, well, and this is, they will tell you, well, that's not what MLK meant. These are the same people on MSDNC telling you that when the Iranians are shouting death to America, they don't really mean death to America. So while that was going on, you had Jamal Bowman. If you remember him, he was the Congress dude from New York State. He got booted because of the whole, if you remember, he pulled the fire alarm up on Capitol Hill. The guy should have been doing some jail time. He's explaining why heart disease, cancer, and obesity are racist. Cut number three.
This is America.
Catholic pro-life ministry is bombed.
The problem is we're not dealing with America's original sin and its disease of hate and racism towards black and brown people and sexism towards women and anti-LGBTQ sentiment. We are not dealing with that. Your colleagues in the Republican Party do not hold each other accountable when it comes to the racism that comes from the party on a consistent basis.
Congressman, I mean, where are you on
you the can't be calm about this. I'm a black man in America. The reason why heart disease...
I'm white, I can't comment
listen
on that.
To what I'm saying. No, the reason saying. Why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community is because of the stress we carry from having to deal with being called the N-word directly or indirectly every day. If your colleagues would listen and try to learn and engage and grow... and stop being so hateful, we could have a better country.
Jamal.
But unfortunately, we're still here.
I feel his pain, ladies and gentlemen. As a honky, I feel his pain. I want to say something about Jamal Bowman. He may actually have a point here, that the reason why the black community has an unusually, an inordinate number of people with heart disease, cancer, obesity, and the diabetes... I think the reason why is I think he's right. They're hearing the N-word far too often. So here's my recommendation, and I wish CNN would invite me on. They're not going to invite me on because I work for a competing network. But CNN, if I had been a part of that panel, and nobody thought about this, but they don't think like I do. But I would have said to Mr. Bowman, you know what, sir, you're absolutely right. It is heartbreaking, and you're right. The black community, they don't need to be hearing the N-word. So therefore, I believe that we ought to immediately start boycotting the hip-hop and rap industry. I mean, that's the problem, right? They're hearing that word over and over and over and over again in all of the music, all of the rap, all of the movies. We've seen the blaxploitation films. You know. So I hear you, man. I feel you. And God bless Jamal Bowman for pointing out that all of these rappers are racist. So if you listen to, I don't know, Biggie Smalls, you're going to be big. And that's not good. I'm just telling you. Is it Ice-T or Ice Cube? I can't remember which one's the rapper. No, that's Vanilla Ice. He's the white dude. He shouldn't be rapping. I'm just saying, folks. If you want to avoid obesity and the diabetes, don't listen to rap music. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So, Scott Jennings last night on CNN. Wow, President Trump is really upset over these leaks coming out of the State Department. And here's the deal, and this is the only way to really stop this. Whoever's doing the leaking, they're committing treason, and they have to be charged. It's not a matter of just firing these people. And hear me on this. We need to be in a situation in this country where we start playing hardball, because if you don't deal with these leakers, and I mean, you can't go easy on them, right? You cannot be lenient. You got to throw the book at them. And if that means, I mean, whatever the penalty is these days for treason, you've got to deal with that. Because people need to understand there is a price to pay if you are going to betray your country. And when you are leaking top secret information, that is a treasonous act. So anyway, Scott Jennings talking about this last night on CNN. Cut five.
Yeah, I'd be angry if I were him. I mean, he's the president of the United States, and now he's got a part of the bureaucracy that's leaking top secret sensitive military information. I mean, we're in the immediate aftermath of a military exercise. This document was not produced for public consumption. It was produced for top secret internal government consumption, and now it's out in the public domain. So if I were him, I'd be mad about that, number one. Look, there's more info to come. There's 17 other intelligence agencies inside the government that have to produce some kind of information. The head of the IAEA says that substantial damage and substantial setbacks have occurred in the program. And it's no doubt that the combined efforts of both Israel and the United States have done a substantial amount of damage to Iran's capabilities here. How much damage? How long have we set them back? I think we don't know exactly yet. This very early in all this. But if I were the president,
keeps saying completely obliterated.
If I were the president and my government was leaking top secret military information after what our military did, which was execute a precision military strike, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I would, too. And I think the president's right to be angry about this. But again, going back to the issue at hand, do you believe that the Republicans should be playing hardball here? They do their calculus here, and they've determined, the Republican leadership, they've determined that the voters may not like them as much, or the voters may be turned off if they actually play hardball with all of these Democrats. And I hate to break this to you, but here we are almost month seven of the Trump administration. Nobody's been charged. Nobody's been punished. Nobody's going to jail. All of the things that they promised they were going to release, all the information about President Trump's assassination attempts and the Russia, and the Epstein files, all of that, it's not ever going to be released. And they're hoping that you just forget about it. And they're going to bully. Trust me on this. I know how this plays out. You're going to hear a lot of the other conservative talk radio hosts. They're going to be told, you've got to stop talking about this. We have to move on now. But I'm telling you, this is an opportunity. And I believe the American people would appreciate it if the Republicans did play hardball. And if you are releasing top secret information, you have betrayed your nation. And you should pay for that. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Jake Tapper, meanwhile, spending his 10 minutes, we're not going to play the whole thing, 10 minutes of his show claiming that Trump might not have destroyed the nuclear program, which was completely disproven later on Anderson Cooper's show, cut number 11.
But what about the entire nuclear program? Is it all gone? An initial intelligence assessment that said that the U.S. strikes did not destroy the core components of the country's nuclear program and likely only set it back by months. It is, of course, possible that at some point after more intelligence assessments are completed, the president's claims of total obliteration of the entire program could bear out to be true. But so much right now remains unknown. We still do not know what is underneath all the rubble at these bombed out sites. Has everything been completely destroyed? Now, CNN was first to report that one early DIA or Defense Intelligence Agency assessment suggested that the U.S. military strikes on Iran this weekend did not completely destroy the core components of Iran's nuclear program.
Again, it's all fake news. And here's what gets me about Jake Tapper. This guy just published a book where he admitted that the entire White House press apparatus, himself included and his co-author included, completely ignored. They turned a blind eye to the actual real story happening in Washington, D.C., which was the mental and physical decline of Joe Biden. And somehow Jake Tapper still has a job. I want someone to explain that one to me. Unbelievable. By the way, Senator Chris Coons is out there, and he's trying to figure out, okay, how do we salvage the Democrat Party? Let me say something about this. Democrats, they can't be salvaged. Their party is done. Their party has been taken over by AOC, by little Davy Hogg, and by this Muslim socialist in New York City. Those are the power brokers. We'll throw in Jasmine Crockett as well. Those are the power brokers right now in the Democrat Party. And it's freaking out people like Senator Chris Coons, who is very much alarmed at this. You know, when you go back and we had in the last hour, we had Luke Cimbalon, our Republican strategist, and he pointed out the crowds at the at these Mandami campaign events, overwhelmingly white kids, rich white kids. They're all radical progressives. You know, all of the kids, and just think about this for just a moment, all of those white kids went through grade school, they went through high school, and they went through college. And what was the one thing that was pounded into their brains? Again, these are mostly millennials and some older Gen Zers. But what was the messaging pounded into their brains? That they were bad people because of the color of their skin, they were white, they were oppressive, that they are responsible for all of the ills that have befallen the minority community in this country, that they must bear the sins of their fathers and forefathers going all the way back to the founding of the country. This was pounded into their brains every single day, that they were the oppressors and they were oppressing black people and minorities. That was critical race theory. That was Common Core, by the way. And this is what these kids have been taught every single day of their academic lives. So you're looking at brainwashed, a brainwashed electorate. They don't even know they're brainwashed. They don't. But this is the reason why they're supporting this guy. Because they feel like they have some sort of an obligation. Look, it was that same mentality. It was almost an apology vote. That, you know, we're sorry that we were born white, so we're going to put you in charge of us. They did the same thing when Barack Hussein Obama ran for the White House. And I know that because I was a reporter then. I covered that race. I traveled with the Obama team, and I saw firsthand all of these white liberals. Not a single person could give me a reason other than skin color why they were voting for Barack Obama. Not a one of them. And I remember one day, and I've told this story before, but one day I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We were in this super hot gymnasium auditorium. I climbed up into the bleachers, and I was interviewing this black lady, and I said, it was the question I asked every single person, every single stop, why are you voting for this man? And she was the only person that gave me an honest answer. She said, why do you think I'm voting for him? There you go. So what we're looking at here is we've got to figure out how do we deprogram these kids? How do we undo all of this bad programming that they've gotten in their public schools? How do we do that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm telling you, if you get a chance to homeschool your kids, homeschool your kids. That's at least one saving grace. The other is just to, like, I don't know, involve yourself in your child's life. Maybe just kind of find out what the teachers are teaching your kids. Take a look at the homework, like the parents in Houston, Texas did. They realized, wait a second, why is little Gertrude's assignments, why is she named Gerald? What the hell's up with that? What's going on there? If you see something, say something. But I know, it's the 21st century, and all you parents, you've got other things to do. You've got to play your video games, and you got to watch, the Pioneer Woman over on Food Network. I get that. But, you know, your kid does matter. Your kid is sort of kind of important, right? I mean, that's what we're supposed to think, right? So my encouragement there is, and by the way, this is why this is not just a New York problem. This is an America problem. And this is why you're seeing a lot of young radical progressives being elected to city councils and to mayor's positions. It's this kind of thinking. They have literally shamed a generation of white voters into basically being slaves of the Democrat Party. It's really fascinating when you step back and actually look at it and analyze it. And it's just, it's a terrible thing. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. How do you undo all of this? How do you deprogram these kids? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Last night on Newsmax, New York City Police Sergeant Joe Imperatrice joined us to provide some intel on what the NYPD was saying about the mayor's race. Let's take a listen to that interview.
Sergeant, good to have you with us on Newsmax. So this guy, the man poised to become the next mayor, wants to open the prisons and defund the police. What's been the reaction among the rank and file officers today?
Well, first of all, if this nut gets in November, it is the end, the death of New York City. We cannot allow that. New York City police officers already are at high rates of being attacked, assaults on cops. If this person gets in, you're going to see police officers getting beaten every single day. The target on their back is going to get larger. We cannot have it. We need somebody that's going to stand behind our cops. And this individual has proven time and time again, both in public, at the podium, and on social media, that the NYPD and law enforcement are not his friends. We cannot have this person win in November.
Yeah, to that point, let's take a look at this guy's crazy social media feed. This is what he wrote on X just the other day, and then, by the way, deleted it. But nothing's ever deleted on X. We don't need an investigation to know that the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, and a major threat to public safety. What we need to do is defund the NYPD. This kind of rhetoric, and I think the guy is pretty serious about this too, Sergeant.
He's not a very intelligent person. The NYPD, along with every police department around this nation, is diverse. They accept all different types of people. They go out there with nobody in particular that they're looking to protect. They're going to protect everyone that needs it, anyone that calls 911. Nobody ever asks when a 911 call comes over, what nationality, what color is their skin? No, they race to the scene. They end up giving their lives, God forbid they had to, for the individual that's calling. This person time and time again has said negative things about law enforcement, negative things about the greatest police department in the world. He has no business running for politics, no business being in politics as an assemblyman. And once again, November, New York City needs to get on top of their game and make sure this individual has no business going into City Hall.
I'm just curious what it's like being a cop right now in New York City. I mean, I've seen the same videos. Are these anomalies or are you guys really under siege here?
No, there is absolutely a war on cops. But once again, people make movies about the New York City Police Department. So you wear that uniform and that badge with honor. You go out there every single day to make the people proud that couldn't make it home. The individuals where we have to stand in a sea of blue, crying our eyes out for a cop that showed up to work that gets assassinated 9 out of 10 times. It's not fair. But the officers are going to continue to suit up, whether it's in New York City or California, and do their job to the best of their ability. But every single day, and these videos are just probably 1/100th of what police officers deal with every day. Individuals getting in their face, throwing things at them, cursing them out, assaulting them, not giving a damn. There's zero respect. But once again, the professionalism of the greatest police department in the world is second to none and will continue to be that way.
What do you anticipate would happen here? One of the other things the guy wants to do, wants to legalize the sex work, prostitution. And then he says, yeah, we're going to legalize drugs, too. I mean, parts of the city already smell like a Cheech and Chong van. What does the city look like if that happens?
Well, I'm going to take a page out of my friend Joe Borelli's book, and he said it on social media. People did not want Cuomo to win, but they should not have gone out and voted for an individual such as this. I would rather see people sit home and not show up to the polls when you have candidates like this in front of you. You know, it's disgusting what's happened to New York City. You know, to see after 9/11, the pride, the respect, not only for our law enforcement and first responders, but for the city itself. Everyone wanted to be a New Yorker. Everyone rallied around New York City. 24 years later, I ask myself, how the hell did we get here? It makes zero sense. We don't need another Rudy Giuliani, but we need someone that's Rudy Giuliani-esque. We need a leader that's going to step up and bring the pride back to New York City, bring common sense to everyone's life. And once again, just like Joanne said, quality of life, law enforcement, making sure that people go to jail and making sure the kids get an education. We got to go back to the basics.
Yeah, I mean, look, I feel for the NYPD, and I think Joe and I were talking off air, and he truly believes that we're going to see there's going to be a mass exodus of police officers coming out of the NYPD, which is great news for law enforcement agencies across the country because these are some of the most well-trained officers in America. But when you look at what's going on in this country right now, it is a troubling thing because there is this lawlessness out there. Thank God that Kamala Harris did not win the White House, or I think we would be in the throes of a civil war already. I truly do. And that could very well happen to a much smaller degree in New York City if this guy becomes mayor.
But I think you're going to have a situation, and I hate to say this, but the Republican Guy Curtis Lee was going to have to step aside. We're going to have to clear the table, clear the field, and let's have this be an Eric Adams race. And Eric Adams, as bad as he is not going to be as bad as the socialist. I mean, it really is that simple. All right, coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show. Also, EWTN, I'll be on Raymond Arroyo's show. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also going to be talking about the book, which is I love talking about. And we would love for you to get a copy again from now until July 4th. The audio version of the book is free of charge on Amazon. That means you go there. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you get the audio version free. It won't cost you a single penny, so I hope you certainly do that. Also, I know we've been harping on the book quite a bit, and we'll be easing up on that in the coming days, but we are the only apparatus to get the word out. And you guys have been so kind and gracious, and we certainly appreciate that. But I do want to remind you about some free things that we have. Number one would be our newsletter. We have over 250,000 people now subscribing to the Todd Stearns Morning Edition, and I hope you get that free of charge, no strings attached. And also, all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns Radio Show podcast, you can download our podcast, again, free of charge, will not cost you a single penny, because we're kind of nice like that. It's been a lot of fun today, everybody. Got to scoot out tomorrow, Washington, D.C. Looking forward to meeting all of you folks at the Road to the Majority Conference. It's going to be a blast. You're going to love it. All right, folks, get out there. Be cool. It's hot out there. And you be good, America.